Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
Consider Hebrews 11, verse 34. We are made strong out of weakness. Now, the so-called secret to success is really no secret at all. It's simply getting back up when life has knocked you down and taking with you into the future the lessons that you've learned. In talking about heroes such as Samson and David, the Bible goes on to say, "We're made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight." Now notice these people weren't always strong, but they became strong. They didn't win every battle, but they went on to win the ones that mattered. In 1928, a 33-year-old American named Paul Galvin found himself staring at failure again. By this point, he'd failed twice in industry, his competitors having forced him to fold up his latest venture in the storage battery business. Convinced, however, that he still had a remarkable idea, Galvin attended the auction of his own business, and with the $750 he'd managed to raise, he bought back the battery eliminator portion of the inventory. With it, he built a new company, one which succeeded, one from which he eventually retired, and one which became a household word, Motorola. You've probably heard of it. American business innovator Roger Van Ock said, "Remember the two benefits of failure. First, if you do fail, you learn what doesn't work. And second, the failure gives you the opportunity to try a new approach." Most people think of success and failure as opposites, but they are both products of the same process." End quote. Failure is delay, not defeat. We all make mistakes, especially those who act. It's only when you become unwilling to risk failure that you stop learning, you stop growing, and you stop succeeding. So remember the secret to success. And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.